जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन युगर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय गौर निताय गौर निताय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतक श्री श्रीमद् दिवांग्रस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन धाम की श्री वृंदावन धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की मथुरा द्वारका धाम की गंगा मई जमुना माई की तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की बृहद मृदंगा की सामवेद भक्तवृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की ट्रांसेंडेंटल प्रसादम डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती राधानाथ स्वामी दिन Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Thank you so much for being here. My respectful obeisances to each and every one of you, everyone online, and any future hearers. I sincerely seek your blessings so that we can please Srila Prabhupada, Guru and Gauranga. And thank you again so much for being here. We are reading from third canto. Chapter 24. There have been so many excellent classes, one after another, on this chapter. Third canto is status quo, and 24th chapter is the renunciation of Kardama Muni. We'll be looking at verse 34. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Please sing together with me. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudhirayet Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Loke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Asmabhi Pruchedya Pratim Prajanam Sorry Aswami bhi pruchedya pratim prajanam Twaya vatirnarna utatpakamaha Twaya vatirnarna utatpakamaha 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 Parivrajat padavim astitoham. Parivrajat padavim astitoham. Charishe tvam rudiyujjana vishokaha. Charishe tvam rudiyujjana vishokaha. Please do call and response. Thank you. Asma bhi pruchedya pratim prajanam. Twaya vatirnarna utvatpakamaha. Parivrajat padavim astitoham. Diyu janaha vishokaha Asmabhi pruchedya pratim patim prajanam Twaya vatirnarna utpata kamaha Asmabhi pruchedya pratim patim prajanam. Tvaya vatirnarna utatpakamaha. Parivrajat padavim asitoham. Charishe tvamrudhi ujjana vishokaha. Asmadi pruchedya pratim patim prajanam. Taya vatirnarna utatpakamaha. Parivrajat padavim astitoham. Charishe tvamrudhi ujjana vishokaha. Cheta prajanam. Tvaya vatirnarna utatpakamaha. Asmabhi pruchedya patim prajanam. Tatpakamaha. Parivrajat padavim astitoham. Thank you. Synonym, translation, and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Asma abhipriche. I'm inquiring. Adya. Now. Patim. The Lord. Prajanam. All the created beings. Of all the created beings. Tvaya. By you. Avatirna rinaha, free from debts, uta, and apta, fulfilled, kamaha, desires, parivrajata, of an itinerant mendicant, padavim, the path, astitaha, accepting, aham, I, karishe, I shall wander, charishe, tvam, you, ridhi, in my heart, yunjaha, keeping, vishokaha, free from lamentation. Today, translation, today I have something to ask from you. You are the Lord of all living entities. Since I have now been liberated by you from my debts to my Father, and since all my desires are fulfilled, I wish to accept the order of an itinerant mendicant. Renouncing this family life, I wish to wander about free from lamentation, thinking always of you in my heart. I pray we can read translation once again together. Today, I have something to ask from you. Who are the Lord of all living entities? Since I have now been liberated by you from my debts to my Father, and since all my desires are fulfilled, I wish to accept the order of an itinerant mendicant. Renouncing this family life, I wish to wander about free from lamentation, thinking always of you in my heart. So who is speaking this verse? Kardama Muni, and he's asking? Kapila Dev. Thank you so much. Purport. Actually, sannyas or renunciation of material household life necessitates complete absorption in Krishna consciousness and immersion in the self. One does not take sannyas, freedom from family responsibility in the renounced order of life, to make another family or to create an embarrassing transcendental fraud in the name of sannyas. The sannyasi's business is not to become proprietor of so many things and amass money from the innocent public. A sannyasi is proud that he is always thinking of Krishna within himself. Of course, there are two kinds of devotees of the Lord. One is called Goshtyanandi, which means those who are preachers and have many followers for preaching the glories of the Lord, and who live among those many, many followers just to organize missionary activities. So this is Goshtyanandi. Other devotees are called Atmanandi, or self-satisfied, and do not take the risk of preaching work. They therefore remain alone with God. In this classification was Kardama Muni. He wanted to be free from all anxieties and remain alone within his heart with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Parivraja means an itinerant mendicant. A mendicant sannyasi should not live anywhere for more than 3 days. He must be always moving because his duty is to move from door to door and enlighten people about Krishna consciousness. So here in Prabhupada's amazing English language authority, he's using this word itinerant, and which means, and according to dictionary, that these people wander from places to places, but with some purpose. And here, please note in the translation, he has been liberated by the debts to my father, and his father is, Kardama Muni's father is Lord Brahma. And what is the debt he is talking about? Do you remember from just 2-3 classes ago? Producing progeny, yes. And most importantly, in the purports it says that 9th through 12th shlokas, that he listened to his father, he obeyed his father. That was one of the most important aspects of it. He got his 9 daughters married, and they will give praja, and Brahma is satisfied with that. And then it's the translation says, and all my desires are fulfilled. Now, Prabhupada elsewhere says in 4th canto that a living entity is eternally existent, and he cannot give up desires. So Prabhupada clearly says, one cannot give up desires. A living entity must have desires. That is the symptom of life. So having desires is a symptom of life. And then we hear there are as many desires as there are waves in the ocean, as there are grains on the earth planet, grains of sand on the earth planet. So how come he's saying all my desires are fulfilled? So, any guesses or any answers here, or any? How come he's saying all my desires are fulfilled? Kardama Muni, any explanation you would like to think Prabhupada is giving here? Before he had asked for wife, yes. Yeah. But those desires don't end. After one wife, they may want second wife. I mean, so thank you so much, Ekadashi Prabhu. So Prabhupada writes in elsewhere that to become desireless is to be understood that we should not desire anything for our sense gratification. So now he is completely satisfied even with his family life. And he's wandering, he's decided to be a wanderer. Although this is very nice that one can just wander and become sannyasi or be just self-satisfied, Prabhupada warns us here in the purport. One does not take sannyas just to get rid of family responsibility, you know, or to make money. When I was growing up in India, a lot of my friends, you know, they went in different directions. Some became engineers, some became doctors, some became lawyers. And in India, it's either engineer, lawyer, doctor, or you're a failure. So they went in different directions. But now we look at it 25 years later, some earned $1 million, six-figure income, some make $1 million income. And then there are those who failed quite early in their life. They have become politicians. And then those who didn't even try to get too much education, they didn't even appear in the 10th grade exam or 5th. And then they became sannyasis. You know, these orange robes and that happens. That goes on. Prabhupada said so many times, there are some, there can people become show bottle sannyasis. And their worth is, it comes in the papers every now and then. This guy is making 500, his net income is 500 million. They file taxes. This is what's going on. Their only qualification is they have no qualification. But they choose their career wisely. And this happens. And I'm going to tell you a recent example. There's a trillionaire. He has 13 children, or 14, they lost count. Married 3 times, 2 consorts, stuff like that. And he sold all his homes, and he lives in 400 square feet space that he rents from his company. It's on the campus. I'm like, what kind of renunciation this is? I mean, ultimately, even to give up a house, you need some sort of desire to be renounced and to be engaged in your duty. So this is what we get in the Kali Yuga. And sannyas is, takes such a renunciation, such strong vows. You have to really be cultivated as a brahmachari, a fine brahmachari. You have to give up all your urges, all your desire, all your lusty or karmi or any desires that will keep us attached to another being in a different, in a wrongful manner. And we have to just really focus on Krishna. There are a few examples of sannyasis. Before I get into a serious one, I'd like to talk about kidnapping of Subhadra. So Arjuna went in the form of, this is chapter 86 from Krishna book. So once upon a time, it starts, Arjuna was visiting several holy places of pilgrimage. And then he comes to Prabhasa Kshetra. And he heard the news that Lord Balram is thinking of marrying his sister Subhadra to Duryodhana. And although her father, parents Vasudev and brother Krishna were not in agreement, Balram was really in favor of Duryodhana. So Arjuna desired to have again Subhadra's hand. So now he disguised as a Vaishnava sannyasi, carrying a tridanda in his hands. And Prabhupada makes distinction in the purport about tridanda sannyasi and a mayavadi sannyasi. We offer body, mind, and words, and that's what tridanda represents. And says that it was the Chaturmasya, the 4 months of rainy season, when sannyasis don't travel. So Arjuna came to Dwarka, and Balram invited him for lunch, prasadam. Imagine Balram inviting you for lunch at his house. And beautiful Subhadra is serving. It's a very sumptuous feast. Arjuna is eating with gusto. Arjuna is looking at Subhadra. But the main point is, Balram Balram doesn't think that he is a fake sannyasi, he's a yogi bogi. He does not think that. And we can also be fooled like this. If Lord Balram can be, in a way, convinced otherwise, our eyes can fool us. We may not be able to distinguish a real sannyasi from a fake sannyasi, especially Mayavadis that are very prominent in this age of Kali. And then Arjuna started looking at Subhadra, and Subhadra also was enchanted by Arjuna's robust, handsome feature, bodily features. She was smiling with great pleasure with looking at Arjuna. And Arjuna also became more and more attracted by Subhadra, so much so, it says, that he was thinking 24 hours a day of Subhadra as his wife, he was thinking. And when Subhadra came outside the palace to take darshan of the gods in a temple, on her way, Arjuna kidnapped her. And again, the description comes that just as a lion takes his prey and departs. An important thing is before that, he took permission of Vasudeva and Devaki. And then, but Lord Balram didn't know that he had taken permission, and he got really angry. Krishna pacified Balram by falling at his feet and begging him to pardon Arjuna. And Krishna convinced Lord Balram that Subhadra was attached to Arjuna. And thus Balram became pleased, and then he arranged to send a dowry, abundant of riches, elephants, chariots, horses, etc., etc. But the main point, please remember here, is that one can show off as a sannyasi, and even Lord Balram may not have a doubt. Even in the case of Ravana's kidnapping of Sita, Sita didn't think twice before offering the arms. And I think it helps us if we distinguish. And then we come to Chaitanya Bhagavat pastime. I'm so grateful to Pandurek Vidyanidhi Prabhu for translating. There's another pastime in Chaitanya Bhagavat about Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, the two Prabhus, and the alcoholic sannyasi. It's a very funny pastime, it's 2.19. So one time Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda went to Lalitapura near Ganga. And in one of the homes, Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda if he knew some ashram so they can go there. And Nityananda goes, "Oh Lord, this is the house of a sannyasi. If we see him, then we will have good fortune." So they went inside, they offered greetings to each other. And the sannyasi was enchanted by seeing Lord's beauty. The beautiful long arms, beautiful face, moon-like face. And he blessed Lord Chaitanya. May you have wealth, family, a good wife, and learning. And Mahaprabhu is like, "What? I'm a sannyasi. I would rather be blessed to attain mercy of Krishna. This is not a good blessing what you gave me. And this is no real blessing at all." And then the fake sannyasi is saying, "The blessing of bhakti or for Vishnu is inexhaustible and indestructible. Oh Gosai, whatever you have said does not defeat you." And he sarcastically replied, the sannyasi further replied, "I see now that I have only heard about people chase you away with a stick if good advice is given." So he's telling Lord Chaitanya that if I give good advice, people are chasing me with a stick. And your behavior is just like that. Instead of appreciating me, you're finding faults in me. So if one does not indulge in the senses, enjoy very beautiful women and collect money, then what is the use of this life? Can you imagine? And you're so embarrassed to accept the blessings of wealth. Tell me, even if you have devotion to Vishnu, what will you eat if you have no wealth?" And then Mahaprabhu said, And please listen carefully, because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, very few times Mahaprabhu speaks. So these are his direct words. Listen, Gosai, we will all eat what is destined for us by our karma. If wealth and family are the aim of our life, then why are they taken away at death? No one wants fever, so why does it appear and afflict us? It is because of karma. Some people claim that the Vedas direct us to seek the pleasure of the heavenly planets. But this is simply this compassion of the Vedas on the foolish. The Vedas teach that by chanting the holy name of Hari and bathing in the Ganges, things like wealth and children will automatically come. Hearing this, the ordinary people will engage in these activities, but will actually be practicing acts of bhakti. Without understanding this intention of the Vedas, foolish people give up Krishna bhakti and engage in sensual pleasures. Oh, Gosai, try to understand. There really is no greater blessing other than devotion to Krishna. So this is why masses get fooled by yogi bogis, by iron-clad so-called sannyasis, by orange-clad so-called sannyasis. It's because they offer the same things, but they just focus on the benefits like children and wealth, and the simple, innocent people get fooled again and again and again. And then this, the story further goes, pastime further goes. Sannyasi thought, oh, this Brahmana is crazy. And it must be because of this misguidance of this Nityananda. He must have misled this Brahmana boy. And he's taking him away somewhere. And then he goes on further. The sannyasi goes, oh, look at this nowadays. All these ignorant children, they are telling me, I have traveled Ayodhya, Mathura, Gaya, Badrikashrama, even Sri Lanka. And still, I could not understand right from wrong. At least he's admitting that he could not understand right from wrong, even though he has so traveled. And so I need to be taught by this child who is still drinking his mother's milk. So then Nityananda intervened and said to Sannyasi, oh Gosai, there is no need to argue with such a child. Please forgive him for my sake. I know your glory is full well. Hari Bol. And then, hearing his own praise, Sannyasi softened. And here is a very important sentence in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya, remembering that they had incarnated to deliver the fallen, Mahaprabhu and Nityananda agreed to remain on the sannyasi's premises. They took bath there and they took the meal that was offered to Krishna and sat down to eat the remnants. And now, after they done eating, sannyasi is asking Nityananda, oh Sripad, shall I bring you some anand, some bliss? And everywhere, it's like, what? Shall I bring you some bliss? And he's doing this action. And Lord Chaitanya is clueless. And Nityananda is understood what he's saying. And then Chaitanya Bhagavat goes, meanwhile, the sannyasi's wife was attracted by the enchanting beauty of the two lords. And she gazed at them with full concentration. And when husband was disturbing them continuously, she said, stop disturbing their meal and leave them alone. And Lord Chaitanya finally asked Nityananda, what is this bliss he's talking about? He's talking about wine. And Mahaprabhu closed his ears, Vishnu, Vishnu, and they immediately washed their hands and ran away and jumped into the Ganges. And they went to the house of Advaitacharya by floating down the waters of the Ganges. So this is such a wonderful pastime. But let us contrast this with Chota Haridas pastime. Lord Chaitanya was so lenient on these sannyas, this so-called sannyasi, But he was so strict on Chota Haridas Thakur. Chota Haridas Thakur, one time Bhagwat Acharya was cooking. He sent Chota Haridas Thakur to fetch some fine rice from Madhavi's house, who is an elderly, renunciant lady, pure devotee, one of the 3.5 associates of Lord Chaitanya. Chota Haridas came right back with rice. Lord Chaitanya ate this wonderful prasadam, plus vegetables, nice preparations, plus some leftovers from some Mahaprasad from Jagannath temple, and some lime, it says, and some other prep for his digestion, to aid his digestion. And still he said, oh, nice rice. Twice he said, there's such a full plate. And then he asked, how did you get this rice? And Bhagwat Acharya goes, Chota Haridas sent, I sent Chota Haridas to fetch rice from Madhavi Devi's house. And Lord Chaitanya did not say anything. He went home and he ordered, Govinda, tell Chota Haridas he will not see me again. And devotees had no idea why this happened. Why did Lord Chaitanya suddenly say this? And then they pleaded to Lord Chaitanya. They urged to Lord Chaitanya. Chota Haridas has fasted for 3 days. Please forgive him. This was just a small offense. Lord Chaitanya said, no. If you, I will not forgive him. And that's it. He was quite angry. All the devotees went away. Next day, so this was Swarup Damodar and few key devotees. They went away. Next day, many more devotees came to again plead to Lord Chaitanya. Chota Haridas is suffering. You like him. You love him. And he has just made a minor offense. I mean, he probably glanced at Madhavi Devi just for a few extra seconds. It says somewhere else this. Or maybe he looked at, and some others say, he looked at her young maid servant. And so please forgive him, Lord Chaitanya. They are begging to Lord Chaitanya for his forgiveness. And Lord Chaitanya goes, if you keep on asking, I will leave this place at once. So when devotees heard that, they were heartbroken and they could not think of anything but to seek help from senior devotee who is Paramananda Puri, who is Ishwara Puri's godbrother. And they go and they ask for help. And Paramananda Puri comes. And then there's a discussion. And in between, Lord Chaitanya says, one should not sit closely with, the purport says, one should not sit closely even with one's own mother or sister, because the senses are so strong that they may attract even a person advanced in knowledge. And other places, Lord Chaitanya says in this past verses, that the senses are so strong and they adhere to the objects of their enjoyment. So strong that indeed a wooden statue of a woman can attract the mind of a great saintly man or a person. So this is, the Maya is so strong, even wooden object of opposite gender can completely capture you, absorb you. Photo of that person can finish your, stop your bhakti. And you can lose control of the senses. And then the Lord Chaitanya even says no to Paramananda Puri. He says that I will leave to Alalnath, just take Govinda with me. And Paramananda Puri says, please don't do that. And Lord Chaitanya stays. And again in one of the purports, now here Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains, Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains the word Markata Vairagya. Now he says this is Markata Vairagya if you are in renounced order but you look at the woman. So Markata Vairagya, a restless person cannot be steady. Therefore, he simply wanders about gratifying his senses. And There are many persons with little in their possession who accept the renounced order of life like monkeys. They go here and there, engaging in sense gratification and speaking intimately with women. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada, they said, this duplicity, this cheating tendency where you show that you are in renounced order of life, but you intimately talk with women, this is highly condemned. And the purports go on and on. Many shlokas are there, very nice. But Haridas is still suffering. It goes to 1 year. 1 year, Lord Chaitanya does not speak, does not see Haridas. And why is Lord Chaitanya being so strict? He was just, we saw in the other pastime, this alcoholic sannyasi, but even when they see that he gave fake blessings, Lord Chaitanya ate at his house. They have come to deliver everybody. So why Lord Chaitanya is being so strict? Because to establish that, Lord Chaitanya's lesson is that he chastised his dear devotee to establish that one in the devotional line, engaged in pure devotional service, should not be a hypocrite. This chastisement was given to Junior Haridas as an example to future Sahajiyas who might adopt the dress of the renounced order to imitate Goswamis, but secretly have illicit connection with women. Haridas's slight deviation was certainly not very offensive. Nevertheless, Lord Chaitanya enforced the hard and fast rule that no one in the renounced order should intimately mix with women. And when all the devotees saw this example, a mentality of fear grew among them. Therefore, they all stopped talking with women, even in dreams. The purport says, all the devotees, they became fearful and they stopped talking with women even in the dreams. And then the purport goes on, and then Chota Haridas goes to Praya, commits suicide, and then he comes back as a Gandharva, starts singing for Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya can see him and hear him. And then Lord Chaitanya asks, now bring Junior Haridas in front of me to his devotees. And like they say, no, he left. And Lord Chaitanya smiles here. And the next pastime begins. Now, I want to just bring in light to this. However, Lord dear Srila Prabhupada, Parivrajakacharya, took the risk in his such old age and went across the world. He came across so many beautiful women, even the women from Paris. He was in the Rath Yatra. The crowds were enchanted by him. Millions were dancing, if I'm not wrong. Trafalgar Square, San Francisco, Fifth Avenue. And in Leelamrita, it says, Srila Prabhupada's empire was spread more than British Empire. And he's giving out mercy so openly. He's a Goshtyanandi. He's taking risk for missionary activities, risk of mingling with everybody just to give them Krishna consciousness. And this Srila Prabhupada, he wrote the books, these pure purports that can break away this desire in our heart for the lust and opposite gender. And these books are so powerful, so potent. They are so potent and powerful because Prabhupada's purports are there. Prabhupada's own words is there. Prabhupada's heart is there. We also have these books in the digital format. Digital Srimad Bhagavatam, you can play? Format. But before that, we'll just hear one video. It's a 20 seconds video.
I never die. No! I shall live for my books. And he will utilize. I'll never die. I shall live for my books, and he will utilize.
Pure devotional service help us curb our lust and anger, because Prabhupada said, I shall never die. I will live in these books forever. And you will utilize them. So let's remember Prabhupada's contribution and let's help him distribute the books. And I also want to add that digital Srimad Bhagavatam sets are available for just $50, and we can offer full help. There are paper copies of Srimad Bhagavatam available in many, many languages. And please think about sponsoring a set. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Any comments, any corrections, any reflections? Thank you so much for your patience. Thank you for being here. Thank you.
I was once involved in a discussion about Chota Hardas, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the woman he was allegedly frivolous with, she was like an old lady, and she was also one of the...
3.5 associates.
Yeah, she was one of the most elevated Vaishnavas.
So. Yeah. She was
it's a very intriguing pastime how Lord Chaitanya chose to deal with it like that.
Yes, yes.
But I mean, I think the reason is, as you know, in the purport, that obviously.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's very disturbing pastime. So many discussions, you know, anytime there's a CC reading happening, there are always discussions on this pastime. It's very hard to imagine such a soft-hearted, such a merciful incarnation of Krishna, or Krishna himself, giving such a heavy chastisement to Haridas Thakur. But the point being, Haridas Thakur was relieved of his material body so that he can fully serve Lord Chaitanya. It says that he came in the Gandharva body and he was singing for Lord Chaitanya all the time without interruption. And then there are scholars who offer that because he was in Gandharva body, in Gandharva Loka, it's okay to mingle, women and men mingle very freely. It's one of the things in Gandharva Loka, is that mixing is very easily happens. And so he left his body that was not serving him, he got promoted to do better service. So it was Lord Chaitanya's mercy on him. Hare Krishna. Any other advice for a person who is struggling with their desires? Maybe it will help future generations. Any reflections? Don't talk to the ladies. Don't talk to the old ladies. Ekadashi Prabhu is clarifying. Yes, Vyasa Shrinu Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. I just want to make comment.
Yes.
We have in our movement, we have so many illustrious sannyasis also who gave very wonderful examples, like comes to my mind Jayapati Maharaj.
Yes.
And I remember the story when Navayogendra Maharaj took sannyas. Uh-huh. He came up to each and every woman and asked for blessings for his sannyas, and now we see that he's very successful. And also, when Bhaktivedanta Maharaj also took sannyas, I remember one Mataji wanted to talk to him. So Maharaj, he said, can you come with me? So we can, three of us will be in the room. So he was very strict in that.
Yes.
So he don't want to talk in private. So we have so many examples that Srila Prabhupada gave sannyas to so many wonderful devotees. Yeah.
Thank you.
So very fortunate.
Thank you so much. Yes, Madhumati Prabhu.
In No, sannyasi or not sannyasi, one is meant to see, Sri Prabhupada says, one is to see every woman besides his wife as a mother. So when we see the other, any lady as a mother, and mothers in the culture that Sri Prabhupada has taught are respectable, they are to be paid obeisances to, like, who was telling? I think Vyasasana Prabhu was saying about how they offered obeisance in Navayoganda Maharaj, offered asked for blessings. So I think that's the way to do it, is to see all women as mother. Yeah, to respect them.
Yes.
Younger or old.
Yes. Matrivat dareshu, paradareshu, right? As someone else's wife, you look at her as mother. Thank you so much. That's so important. We are blessed by such great examples of both Vaishnavis and Vaishnavas. And Indradyumna Maharaj's ex-wife still comes for Sadhu Sangha. And she spends some time with me. She talks to me. She's so sweet. And it's so nice to see that that there is so much respect and for the sannyas order of life, and still there's so much devotional service we can all do together, or we can always do sankirtan together. And our own Prabhupada, he has left, I mean, he is here in the deity form. You know, not only he mingled with so many masses, taking risk every step. It says that mingling with others is a risk. That's why Kardama Muni is not taking that risk. But our Prabhupada took so much risk to give us Krishna consciousness to each and every one of us. Not only that, he left his deity form. There's a famous pastime of a Brahmana coming from south, flying from South India to speak to Prabhupada and say, why are you putting your deity on the altar? You'll incur so much karma. You'll incur so much sinful reaction. This is Kali Yuga. He was so concerned about Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, I know. So even after he left in the Vapu farm, he's still here trying to help us, trying to help each and every one of us get over their lust, get over their difficulties. And he's praying for us. Recently, I attended japa retreats, and I had some blockages in my japa. And Mahatma Prabhu gave such wonderful, wonderful guidance and said, Prabhupada is praying for you. Prabhupada loves you. The fact that you're here, to everybody, he said, the fact that you're here shows that there is hope for you. There's always hope for us. Anytime we may feel low or lost or anything, he said, just remember, Krishna loves you. Prabhupada loves you, and you can always go back. How much ever you divert, you can come back. And you can help others. And it was a very powerful experience for me. Knowledge is very important, and still doubts will come. One can be attracted to books, and because there were a few devotees, they were saying that. We are very attracted to Srimad Bhagavatam, but we have problem in scheduling. Nowadays, phone is such a distraction. They say wooden doll of a woman, but wooden image of woman appears on the phone, or the opposite gender appears on the phone all the time, and we have to spend so much time there, and we get distracted. But he gave us some tips, and they have been so useful, and I've been meditating on them. I pray if you ever get a chance, please attend at least one japa retreat with Mahatma Prabhu. He's local and very helpful for us. Yes. Hare Krishna, dear. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for the lovely class. This has been a big issue. I'm hearing many things. Even last night we had a discussion on the sannyas.
Hold it closely, please.
Yes, we were having a discussion, some devotees, about sannyas, and we were talking about, at least my opinion was about, why should we let younger people take sannyas? Why not at least wait till 55? At least Srila Prabhupada set the example after 55, or at least to give some chance to make sure, you know. And then the other thing I was contemplating is Srila Prabhupada's Parivrajakacharya, a very rare incarnation, you know, and to imitate that, and that seems, you know, the problem. On the other hand, Prabhupada has made so many different quotes on this sannyas. I mean, one time he said he banned sannyas from his kind, you know, no more sannyas. And I guess he made another sannyasi after that, I don't know. And also, there was one quote where he said, I never gave any of you sannyas. Huh. Just like a general in a war, he has to, I can't remember the exact...
Delegate and empower,
these
yeah.
positions just in an emergency situation. It's not that you're actually, but he was empowering them just to get this movement spread. You know, and I kind of feel like he said that actually to protect them, because to actually fall from sannyas, when we see what that means, it's a very grave, you know, problem. And so basically by saying that, they didn't get the problem from that, you know, from leaving sannyas. It just seems so complicated in this age. And then Lord Chaitanya did, you know, set the example also and say there is no, you know, sannyas in Kali Yuga. So to me, it just seems like a very rare thing. And it just seems better, why not actually be a sannyas instead of take sannyas, be a grihastha, or be a brahmachari, and just help people instead of just take this terrible position that could cause a lot of problems ultimately. And there are a lot of people who do respect sannyas, but there's a lot of people who don't. And we can see many of these gurus are not getting this respect. They're not. They're being all kind of just, you know,
yeah.
treated like everybody else, and just like another body. I've seen it so many times. So I don't know. Really, it seems very confusing to me, the whole topic.
Ah, thank you so much for your genuine concern, deep thinking. I really appreciate it. I see your viewpoint. And on the other spectrum, we have Bhakti Tirtha Swami, Radhanath Swami, Jayapataka Swami, Loknath Swami, Gopal Krishna Maharaj. All of them got sannyas at age 25 or below, something like that, before?
Emergency situation.
Yeah, image. And they have, in their own ways, they have changed the world. And S.B. Keshav Swami took sannyas at a younger age, and people were asking. And he said, there is risk of not taking sannyas too. There's a risk of taking sannyas, but there's also risk of not taking sannyas. So I really appreciate
it. They took it by Prabhupada, so empowered directly by Prabhupada. I don't know if he wanted it after that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel confused by all the quotes.
That's true. Very, very, really appreciate that important point. In Jaiva Dharma, yesterday we heard, in Jaiva Dharma, Bhakti Vinod Thakur says that there's this newcomer. He sent him 5 days for 64 rounds chanting. He said, only good japa. Spit out the bad japa, like really high standard. Try to do your best. And then it says that after 5 days, he was something like pure devotee, like he was very, very advanced soul. So japa is so powerful. Japa is so powerful. It can transcend all the low-level problems we have. Look at Sachinandan Swami. So I appreciate your concern, and at the same time, there's other spectrum. Hare Krishna, I hope you remember.
Yeah, just to expand on that. I mean, when it does work out, it's a powerful thing. It's a
yes.
positive thing. So it's almost worth the risk. Even just get, Prabhupada just said about any devotee, just to have a couple of moons instead of a lot of stars. So even if you get a few of them are able to do it, it's a powerful example. And of course, Prabhupada, like you said, it was an early time, and you know, these, I'll tell you, I mean, I wasn't quite there, I came at the end of that. But I mean, these, some of those folks, what else were they gonna do, man? They're just full of energy, they wanted to go out and preach, bouncing off the walls, and like you said, they invested that energy in something that actually has lasting benefit. Of course, when it doesn't work out, it does create a lot of drama. So you know, now that we're quote unquote adults, you know, we have to deal with that complexity, you know, and then try to encourage the positive result, you know, now that we know all the complexity that's involved.
Gruhe thako, vane thako. Thank you. Shesha Prabhu, as most advanced soul, would you like to add anything? Pundarik Vidyanandi Prabhu, Gopeshwari Prabhu. Yes, Shesha Prabhu, please. Madhumati Prabhu. Oh, okay. Dandakesh Prabhu, thank you so much for being here. It's a blessing. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Mancha kalpa tarupyasya, kripa sandhya.